A Japanese Viewpoint.
I still remember vividly the once-in-life scene in Sapporo during the summit. I live in the center of Sapporo and saw many helicopters flying over me all day long and saw a bunch of police cars from all over Japan. I also saw a police motorcade hundreds of meters long on the highway that looked like they were heading to Sapporo. I will probably never see a crowd of police cars from so many prefectures at one time again. Whether such a guard is necessary or not, Sapporo had never seen such heads of states and governments all get together in the city. Although the summit was held at Lake Toya, the U.S. president, the Chinese president, and the Russian president all came to Sapporo because they have their own general councils there. I can easily imagine how nervous those police officers were during the event. Whatever happens, the news will travel to every corner of the world, and they would be held responsible for any security problems. For international terrorists, the summit is one of the few occasions that they can target such VIPs as presidents, prime ministers, and other high-ranking government officials all at once. Heavy security, even if it was more than necessary, make the police look hardworking and as if they are doing their job properly. The heavier the security, the more seriousness can be expressed about protecting those government leaders and executives. The opposite never makes them better. Mobilizing police officers and police vehicles from all of the prefectures, including Okinawa Prefecture, was a sign of their strong commitment to the security of those figures. You have pointed out only a few people were arrested at the times of the summit and the Soccer World Cup. I don't think you can use the numbers as a basis to claim the security was excessive. I would rather say the numbers were the result of heavy security. Perhaps there were people who had conspired to do something wrong, but they merely gave up because of the heavy police presence. Having such big events will always inconvenience local residents, but it may happen to them only once or twice in their lives. I think they can tolerate such troubles and inconveniences. Instead, local residents should welcome and feel honored to host such important events. Many local residents volunteer and get involved in hosting international events, spending their time helping to make the event successful. It is like a festival, and we are fully aware that such events usually involve some small inconveniences for residents. I would say that mobilizing a bunch of police officers for security is a chance offered to local residents to take pride in important events hosted in their areas.